Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and everyone. Thank and praise the Lord for Thursday, another day that the Lord done spared us, allowed us to live. And I don't know about you, I thank and praise the Lord for this day, because I truly believe it's the Lord that allowed us to be among the living and not the dead. Thank and praise the Lord for all of you that have tuned into the broadcast. I just thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and the Lord for allowing us to play a part in this broadcast. And I thank God for you that have tuned in to listen. And I tell you, God have a treat for us. We've been talking about, we started on the 31st, we talked about healing is the will of God for all mankind, all race of people. It's the will of God for healing. Whether you save or not save, it's God's will for you to be healed. We begin to lay our foundation. I'm going to continue with that. Even before I came on the air, I got a call that one of the associate ministers one of the apostles a friend of mine, her son passed. So I pray for Apostle Mackey, the Mackey family, that God will strengthen them in this hour, that God will strengthen their heart. The Bible said God is near to those with a broken heart. You know, the Bible says appointed unto man once to die and after that to judgment. And we know death going to come a lot of time. We just don't know how it going to come. And, you know, August the 5th will be the day that my baby brother last year went home to be with the Lord, and he went through, you know, having a mini stroke. He was having mini stroke, and it caused bleeding on his brain, and that's the way he left here, you know. But nevertheless, if they used to sing the song, "Praise the Lord, I'm free." And my baby brother is free. My baby brother is with the Lord. But it was very painful. It broke my heart because my baby brother and myself, we were real close. I like keeping it real because sometimes people don't realize, even as leaders, fivefold minister gift, you know, we hurt too. We experience hurt. We experience pain. Our heart be broken too. When one of our loved ones leave us, regardless how it occurred, it do hurt. But there too, again, the Bible said God is near to the broken heart. And the Bible said the death of the saints is precious in his sight. And, you know, God is looking on us. And, you know, when you know that you have a relationship with the Lord, or you don't accept Jesus, your Lord and Savior, you can rest assured. You can rest assured that God got it and God got you. But the Bible, I don't tell nobody, I understand how you feel. I don't. But I know how I felt when my mother went home to be with the Lord, when my dad, when my two siblings, you know, I know how I felt. So our prayers is with the Mackey family, and not only just the Mackey family. If you experiencing death anywhere in your life, around you, in your family, whatever, I pray that God will strengthen your heart, that the Holy Spirit will comfort you, because he's there to comfort all of us. That's what made God so awesome. God know how to comfort us. He know how to strengthen us. He know. And one of the things Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus took our grief, and he did take it. And so, therefore, I trust God with the Mackey family and you that know the word of prayer. Lift them up. And also, I send a shout-out to Apostle Armstrong, who is the founder of this broadcast. I thank God for him. And his wife went home to be with the Lord. And so there, too, again, y'all, not today, but it happened some months ago, but he experienced that as well. But I thank and praise the Lord how God continued to strengthen Apostle Armstrong and helping him to go on. and fulfill his assignment on this earth. So as I stated, we're going to get into this because we have some scriptures. Faith began, and I said this, faith began where the will of God is known. The will of God is his word. We're going to pray. Father, it's in the matchless name of Jesus. I want to thank you, and I thank you, God, for strengthening the Mackey family right now, helping that father and that mother, those siblings, that family in this time. I thank you for strengthening them. I thank you for the Holy Spirit is there to comfort those in the matchless name of Jesus. And I thank you for this broadcast right now, Father. I thank you for your God-given purpose when you told Apostle Armstrong to do this. So, Father, I just thank you for those, even not just me, but all of us that are part of the broadcast. I thank you for everyone that you speak, how you continue to give us a word, a knowledge, understanding, revelation and wisdom for your people. I thank you for the Holy Spirit is here to assist us. The Holy Spirit is the one that going to bring the enlightenment, the understanding, and how the Holy Spirit continue to strengthen the people and bring in enlightenment and understanding. I thank you for it right now. I thank you that the enemy is bound. I bind up the voice of the enemy, the voice of religion, the voice of unbelief and doubt. I take authority and I bind it now. And I thank you for enlightenment. Father, I praise you and I bless you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. What brought this about, the Lord told me to do this, I'm teaching on this, because he reminded me, he said, as the time grow nigh, he said, we at a time now that sickness and disease is increasing on the land. We at the time that a lot of people are dealing with the spirit of infirmity. But I want you to know, now the Bible tells us in James, the fourth chapter, it tells us to resist the devil. It tells us submit to God first. And then he said, resist the devil, he'll flee. Well, you can't resist what you don't know. You know, and that's why when you talk about submitting to God, that is so important. And I'm going to show you some scripture. I want to continue to give you some more scriptures on it. We're going to start, our lesson start today with, we're going to go to Acts, the 10th chapter. What I'm trying to, my foundation is to let you know it is God's will for you and I to be healed. You got to really get that in you first. What is the will of God? You can't believe, you can't apply faith or put your faith or confidence in anything if you don't know what God says. And I have a word. I go to the Anointed Word Church. I go to Fresh Anointed Ministry. And one of the ministers there, he know when I come, I said, put your eyes on me. And you need to be able to put your eyes or know what God done said in his word. What is God will for you? You need to be able to see it for yourself. You get a greater revelation, a greater knowledge, a greater understanding when you able to put your eyes on and see what God say. It's good, you know. Now, I'm going to give you pass on knowledge, understanding, revelation, and wisdom. But when you put your eyes on it and you begin to meditate on that, that's when the Holy Spirit will reveal the mystery. He'll unfold. He'll begin to show it. He'll bring about the reality for you. And that's why we all should be a student of the word. Last week we had the scriptures. If you missed it, it was Matthew the 4th chapter, verses 23, Matthew the 9th chapter, verses 35. Our foundation scripture was Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24 and Hebrews 13:8, Mark the first chapter, verses 32 through 34. And like I said, we're taking up today with Acts 10:38. Hebrews 13:8 was telling us that Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He healed when he was on this earth, and he's still healing. He's still manifesting healing. And we can believe and ask for healing and command healing in the name of Jesus, in the word of God. Jesus' name carry the same authority and power in a believer mouth as it did when Jesus walked on the earth. The Bible tells us that the blood of Jesus was more powerful than the bulls and goats. Back then, they had to offer a sacrifice, atonement. But it talked about how powerful the blood and the name of Jesus. Always remember that the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus carried the same authority and power it carried when he walked on the earth in the four gospels that they appear. So, like I said, we're in Acts the 10th chapter, the 38th verse, and as I stated, I want you to see his God will. And there, too, again, I have had people, and I used to be there, where if it's God will for people to be here, prophet, why my mama, my daddy, or somebody in my family died? I can't answer that question a lot of time, but I do know this. You and I, we have to make sure that our faith, our confidence, our belief in what God's word says. See, you never know what level of faith or what kind of relationship people have with God. That go for me and people in my family. I don't know what kind of relationship, or do they have a relationship with God? I don't know whether they know what the word says. So my faith, I cannot base my faith on that. I have to base my faith on what the word says. My confidence got to be, God, you said this. And I had to learn that when it come down to what God would do and what God won't do. First, you need to know what he'll say he'll do. The Bible said God is not a man in the book of Numbers. God is not a man that he shall repent. God is not a man that he will lie, nor the man shall repent. If God spoke it, God going to bring it to pass. God told Jeremiah when he called him into the prophetic. He told Jeremiah, he said, I watch, I haste. One translation said he hastes to perform his word. God watch over his word to perform it. Kenny Copeland ministry been in convention this week, and I tell you, it been awesome. They've been going talking about faith, talking about God, and it's a blessing because that's what we as born again believers, we got to make sure. And I don't want nobody to think if you're not a born again believer, if you haven't accepted Jesus your Lord and Savior, we're not concerned about you. Yes, we are. God is concerned about you as a state, but God is not going to override your will. If you come to him, he will receive you just as you are. But once you come to him as you are, if you continue to fellowship with the Lord, commune with him, and study his word, your life will be transformed. God will transform your life. The word, but like I said, we addressing and laying the foundation. Is it God's will for you to be here? Okay, in Acts 10 and 38, these Apostle Peter words, but this is what he said. In that, I want to read in that 34th verse and read from the 34th all the way down to 38. In that 34th verse, it said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. And we need to know that God don't have no favor, nation, or race, nor does he favor any individual because of nationality, of birth, or position in their life. Now, I'm going to tell you this. Now, God do favor and accept people from every nation who turn from sin to believe in Christ and fear him and live righteous. But it's God's will for all people, all mankind to be saved and to be healed. In John 10:10, it said, the thief come but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you need to know it is God's will. And there, too, again, as I said from James 4th chapter, you cannot resist sickness and disease, or you can't speak to symptoms in your body if you don't know what God's word says. But if you know what the word of God says about it, therefore you can resist it. If a pain or something come in my body, any kind of symptom, I start rebuking, I start binding, because I said, I know this ain't the will of God. I know through Jesus' redemption work, and this is what we're saying really, through the redemption work of Christ, you and I can be healed. That's God's will. But he said, have no respect of person. And then he said, but in every nation, he that fears him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word I say ye know, which was public throughout Judea, and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Forget the 38 verse. He revealing to you and I what is the will of God. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing. Listen, Jesus went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, if it wasn't God's will for the people to be here, Jesus would have been wrong. Now, just after Jesus had been ascended, the apostle Peter was telling the people what was the will of God. He revealed it to him. And that's why I say it's so important that we need to know what is the will of God, okay? Let's go. Let's go to Luke. I think I want Luke the fourth chapter. Let's go to Luke the fourth chapter. I want to show you this, because there too again, it's, you need to know what is the will of God. Luke the fourth chapter, I want you to look at the 16th verse. And that's my foundation. A lot of times people just hop up and say, well, I believe God for this. I believe God for this. If what you believe in God for, if you can't find it in the word, you cannot have confidence in that. A lot of time I hear people, prophet, I done prayed and believed God for this and it didn't happen. But if you see, you got to, once you develop a relationship, the more you get acquainted with God through his word, you understand and you know about what God will do, what God won't do. You just can't just start praying, well, God do this and do this. If what you praying or what you believing about, if it don't line up with the word, you praying in a mist. James said you have not because you ask not, and when you ask in a mist. You need to know. That's why I tell people, put your eyes on it. Don't just take what people say to you. I thank God that we are people that God, we have this written word that we can read it. Don't you know what a lot of people, the characters in the Bible, they was not able to pick up the Bible and go to different Genesis. They couldn't just go to it. They had to, you know, they had scrolls, they had scribes, but they couldn't just pick up the Bible and read it like us. We're so privileged that we can go and read the Bible, and it's sad, but you got a lot of saints lazy. They want the pastor to do all the reading for them. I'm a prophet, and I have people. Prophet, is it a word from the Lord? I said, you got a Bible, 66 books full of the word. Read it. Y'all, we can be so lazy. And the enemy, he smile on that. I'm glad they lazy, because the less they know, the less I can take prey. I can destroy them. I can hinder them. But be wise and read it. But anyway, in St. Luke, the fourth chapter, in that 16th verse, he said he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up as his custom was. He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. 17th verse. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the accepting year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and said, down, and the eyes of all them that was in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. So there too again, Jesus was revealing the will of God. And that's why it's so important. You and I need to know, is God's will for me to heal of all manner of sickness and disease? Okay? And 3 John, come on, let's go to 3 John. We land a foundation. You know, because some people, they don't know whether it's God wishing them to be healed or not. I said in on Monday, you know, one of my siblings, they told me to my face, and I just believe that I'm going to die with something. I said, that's not scripture. That's not scripture. Well, why people die with sin, I don't know. As I told you, I don't have all the answers. I'm basing what God, for one thing, we're going to talk about some of the hindrance from healing. But my point is first thing first, you need to know what is the will of God. You can't pursue something you don't know what you're pursuing. You need to have some kind of knowledge about it. Okay? In 3 John, this second verse, it said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers." Well, you know your soul. It consists of your mind, your will, and your emotion. There, too, again, I want you to see, because as I stated, when the Lord gave this to me, he said a lot of saints done got immune to sickness and prescription. They done got lazy. They just, okay, and I've been there. You know, I just gone to the doctor and just, you know, I'm on blood pressure medicine, I'm on this. Y'all, that's not the will of God, because I'm finding out a lot of medicine, for what is told to me, a lot of medicine have side effects. And a lot of times you can take, don't go into Prophet Miller saying don't take medicine. I didn't say that. I'm just saying a lot of medicine have side effects. It might help one area of your body, but then it'll upset another part of your body. God don't want us to be on 5 or 6 prescription or 10 prescription the rest of your life. That's not that. That is not the perfect will of God for you. Now, if you want to do it, and I won't be surprised if some might be saying, I don't want to hear what she got to say. Hey, look, that's your choice. I'm just a messenger. Don't get mad with the messenger. This is the message God, as a prophet, that's one of my assignments. My assignment is to warn the believers what's happening. Warn the sinners as well what's happening. The Bible said, Jesus said in the gospel, the Holy Spirit will reveal things to you to come. And he just let me know, we need to tighten up. We need to start really standing on the word and believing God. Now, that's not saying stop taking your medicine. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying we need to apply the word more. You know, God, it start resisting and fighting against sickness and disease when the enemy. And I'm going to show you through the word. We did a little bit of it last month. We're going to show you through the word how some sickness, a lot of these diseases, the root of it, better yet, Satan is behind it. And going to show you how Jesus was able to do this when Satan was behind sickness and disease, and he took authority over that spirit that had been placed on them people's lives so they can be healed. But like I said, I want you to see that. My next scripture, let's go to Luke 4:18. Like I said, we still building our foundation, or better yet, we land a foundation, because I want you to see this. I want you to see it in the word, so you won't go out here and say, well, that's what Prophet Miller said. No, put your eyes on it. This is what God say. You know, Luke 4:18. And get rid of that but. Yeah, I know what God said, but honey, I tell you, my mama believed God, and we prayed for so, and they died. You don't know what they were believing for. You don't know what their faith was, so don't do that. Like I said in the beginning, I base my faith and confidence on what God's word said. God's word is legit. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never. Whatever God say, that's it. But listen, that don't just ordinarily happen. You have to learn how to stand on the word. You have to learn how to confess the word and just stand. And Paul said, and I think in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, he said, you got to learn how to stand in evil days, which you'll learn girded about with truth. I notice, you ever notice when you start believing God for yourself or anyone else, it seems like the pain of the situation look like it get worse. But see, that be the enemy trying to persuade you or try to get you to start doubt and get off the word. And I find out sometimes we don't stand long enough. We don't wait on the Lord. And when we do wait, we mum and complain instead of waiting on him and being encouraged. Okay, we said Luke 4:18. That in that 18th verse, Luke 4:18, it said, and behold, men brought a bed, a man brought in on a bed, which was taken with a palsy, and they sought meaning to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find what way, now there too again, I wanted, and listen, why are you reading? I want to show you because here was a man with palsy, and they brought him to, they brought him to Jesus, and they wanted the man to be healed. There too again, when the word got out that here was a man on the earth walking around, and he was healing people, all kind of disease. He was casting out devils. That brought attention to Jesus. And if anybody here, when they would hear the name Jesus, they were ready to go. They were ready to go. They wanted so bad. They couldn't find a way. So what they did, they opened up and shut it down and opened up the man's roof. I don't know who was the owner of that house. But whoever it was, I'm sure they had something to say about it. They done opened up the roof and let the man down so he'll come right face to face with Jesus. You see, and Jesus was able to discern what was causing his illness. And when it said in that 20 verse, it said, when he saw their face, he said unto the man, thy sins are forgiven thee. What Jesus was referring to, his sin had something to do with his sickness. Now, Prophet Melon, y'all, just read the word. Just read the word. That's where they got to fit me with Jesus. And sometimes, y'all, sin can have, could be the reason why you're dealing with certain illness. Yes? Okay? Now, I'm going to go to Acts the 19th chapter. Like I said, Acts 19th chapter, because I got a lot of scriptures, but I want to show you Acts 19. Let's go to Acts 19. Acts the 19th chapter. Acts the 19th chapter. I'm reading from my King James Version. I'm going to stick with it today. I'm not going to be switching over. Y'all know I normally switch. And Acts the 19th chapter, the 11th verse. Listen, you have to get serious when it comes down to if you want to receive a seat of fulfillment of what God said in his word, whether it's healing, salvation, prosperity, whatever, dealing with unforgiveness, you have to get serious with this thing. And I found out because we living in a fallen world, Satan gonna always interfere, whether you want it, whether you believe it or not. And we got a lot of saints. Some we got where I'm putting. Some saints don't believe that, but let me tell you something. The enemy going to always try to intercept and interfere in what God want to do. He's going to give us every reason on the sun not to believe and trust God's word. I want to really get the foundation laid today. Acts 19, verses 11 and 12. It's in God walked special miracle by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick hangers apron, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Why you read? There too again, those apostles. Now, everybody know Apostle Paul did not see Jesus in the natural, but he had encountered with him in the spirit. God visited him in the spirit realm, and God revealed. Remember how God intercepted on his way to Damascus, and God intercepted, or Jesus intercepted. He got thrown off the horse, and he heard a voice saying, Paul, why thou persecute me? Where Paul was persecuting the saints, going around killing the saints and doing all kind of crazy stuff. But he had an encounter with it. But Paul was an apostle. But he wasn't one that saw Jesus in the natural like the other 12 and some of the other. He did not see. He did not walk with Jesus on the earth. But he was able to have a spiritual encounter with the Lord. And y'all see, we more spirit than we is flesh. I'm a spirit. I have a soul. And I live in a body. I hear Jesse the Planet made this statement today, and it was very profound. He said, the spirit, our soul don't want to work with the spirit. That's your mind, will, and emotion. Our body don't understand spiritually things. God will tell you to fast and pray your flesh, but I want food, 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 food. You ever done try to fast? And all you thinking about food, the enemy will just bring them thoughts. Oh, a piece of fried chicken. Y'all like fried chicken. You know, some people say here's a minister thing, a preacher thing. I don't know. I like fried chicken. I like it when I was a child. You know, but anyway, you know, all kind of food, just some pizza. Ooh, Pizza Hut. I like pizza. I like a meatloaf. And the enemy tried to bring all of that because he always trying to interfere, interrupt with what God want to do. He always trying to interrupt with that. He don't want us to get this. That's why we have to be dogmatic about when it comes to the things. But my point in showing you this, even with Apostle Paul, he had to know what was the will of God. And it was talking about how people, how miracles at his hand was manifest through Paul. And how people, they brought the sick to him. And his hatred, God used even his hatred and all of it. People were being healed. Disease, and he said disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of people. Paul understood what he had authority over, and he operated in it. Now let's go to Mark, the 9th chapter. There too again, I want you to see this, and I'm going to show you. Well, yeah, let's go to Mark 9, and then we'll go to Mark 16. Mark, the 9th chapter, verses 17. Let's look at it. 9 and 10. Listen, these verses, hear me good, because the enemy and our soul, these verses ain't going to automatically work for you. I want you to hear me. As a born again believer, you need to get in touch with these verses and embrace it and tell yourself, now, God, it ain't your will for me to be sick. You know, one time I went through this, and sometime now, I like fish. I like shrimp. Dirty seafood I like. It ain't like I eat it all the time. But when I do, and this time over 7 years ago before I came into the reality of it, I had ate some seafood and I noticed my elbow was hurting. I mean, what my elbow doing hurt? And in the midst of it, one of the, I was sharing with them on the Bible study tonight, and one later, she said, Prophet Miller, you, that's gout. Gout, what you mean? She said, most times, people that eat seafood, their spirit, they said gout. She didn't say the spirit, but she said gout should try to attach itself because of seafood. And I heard it, and then I started observing whenever I would eat seafood, straight like my elbow or my knees or my big toe would be, I said, gout. And then I began to inquire about gout, and I began after, I said, oh, no. Now, he said, I've been redeemed from the curse. And I said, gout is part of the curse. That's not my portion. Well, once I got the knowledge of it, it was gout. I had the word of God that said, I've been redeemed from. Well, what you did, it was my responsibility to use the authority and come against it. And I began to tell him about, I said, oh, no gout can't live here. No, I resist that. I'm not, but I'm serious. Did it have all at once? Every time, for a while, I had to continue to stand on it. And I began to know as quickly it would try to come. I said, I rebuke. I said, no, I've been redeemed from gout. This is not God's will for me, and I'm not gonna let you stay on my body. And I began to tell the devil. I said, now, I ain't going to let you dictate to me and tell me what I can eat and what I can't eat. God told me to bless it. Now, you might not can't operate in this level of faith because you don't have the knowledge that I have. Now, I don't want you to think I'm some superior. I done conquer every mountain. No, but I'm just telling you, you have to operate according to the knowledge of the word and the belief and your confidence in that word. Are you following what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, we need to know what to do, and that's where I found it. Okay? And that... Mark 9, the 17th verse, like I said, he said, now listen what he said. And one of the multitude answered, said unto him, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit, and whatsoever he taken him, he tears him, and he formed and gashed him with his teeth and pied away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. Okay, well, Jesus had gave them disciples authority over sickness and disease. He gave it to them. So there too again, at this time, they was considered as disciples. They was being mentored by Jesus. He was teaching them about their assignment, okay? But he said when he brought it to them, they couldn't do it. Well, Jesus rebuked them and was talking about how faithless and all of that. But I'm going to drop down. I'm going to drop down to that 25th verse. Well, no, 23rd. It's, and Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, you got to make sure what you believe is based upon what God done said about you and your situation. He said, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. T-H, that means continue. You know, we be wanting to suddenly and immediately, and sometimes it might manifest that way. But when it don't, what do you do? You got to still stand on and believe what God's word said about your situation. A lot of times, we can have more confidence in what we see that's contrary to what God's word say and what we see more than what is written. Now, in Matthew, the fourth chapter, the Bible tells us Jesus was the living word, but Jesus had to still live by the written word as well. That's why he told the devil when he was being tempted, it is written, it is written. Well, it worked for you and I, okay? And he said in the 24th verse, he said, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with you, Lord, I believe, help thy my unbelief. Now, he used to have told me one time, if you offer, you can't believe and have unbelief too and see the manifestation. This is against that. This man believed. He said, now, I know I believe, but I got some unbelief too. So guess what? His son was still healed. 25th verse, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit. See, Jesus was able to discern what was causing this man's son to be in the condition that he was in. And Jesus, by him discerning it, he was able to be specific about it and cast that spirit out. That's why we as born-again believers, we need to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit so we can be led. The Holy Spirit know all things. It's nothing in that he don't know. It's nothing in darkness he can't see. He the one that we supposed to let lead us. Okay? It said what he did in the 25th verse, he rebuked the foul spirit and said unto it, thou dumb and deep spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, rent his soul, came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciple asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Look at that 29th verse. And Jesus said that this kind can come forth nothing but by prayer and fasting. Really, what he was telling them. Now, Jesus wasn't telling them that a prayer and a fast was necessary, but he was telling them they had to live a lifestyle of praying and fasting. Through their commitment, their devotion to God. Let me tell you something. You is not going to be able to experience and see the fulfillment of what God's word said if you is not consistent in your studying, your meditating, and doing what this word say. And this is what Jesus said. Really, you got to have a lifestyle of prayer, a lifestyle of fasting. You're not supposed to wait till solemn fast. Be called. You need to sense whenever you need to go on a fast. I don't wait on a solemn fast. But really, this is the way I do it. Whenever my flesh is want to be in control, want to dominate me with all this, that's when I tell Ann it's time to go on a fast. Shut it down. No fasting do not change God, but fasting cause my flesh to shut down and be more sensitive so I can hear the Lord speaking. Okay, let's go to Mark. While I'm here, let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter. I showed you that because I want you to see not only, now some people say, well, that was Jesus, but I'm showing you even with his disciples, he gave them the same authority. Let me see, I think that is. He gave them authority when he sent them out. When he sent them out, before we go to to Mark 16. Look at Matthew 10. There too, I want to show you this because this is so important that you need. Some people say, well, when Jesus on that, that's for Jesus. We can't do it. That don't listen at that. As a born again believer, you have the authority to lay your hands on yourself. Now, if your faith ain't there, it's okay. James 5 tell you, you can go call for the elders, let them anoint you with the oil. The prayer of faith will save the sick. If they commit a sin, it shall be forgiven. Listen, God wants you well, whether you through prescription or whatever. But my point is, let the Holy Spirit reveal to you what's behind. Don't just get immune to medicine. Don't get immune to high blood pressure or high cholesterol. I thank God for Ella Angie McLeod when I was in resurrection, and she blessed me. And she would say she went to the doctor and they were telling her about high blood pressure. And she told him, don't put me on no prescription. I'm willing to get rid of the weight. I mean, my doctor told me that, and y'all pray for me. And I had to make up my mind. Look, I don't want to be on high blood pressure the rest of my life. So I got to use some discipline. I got to, y'all, come on. And I'm telling you, we can be our worstest enemy sometimes. I know people don't like to hear that. But y'all, we can be lazy. Your flesh, my flesh, we want the easy way out. We don't want to have to work. We just want it out. One of my grandsons, he's in Pembroke College and he played football. He's so disciplined. His body is more muscles. He don't have a lot of fat. I don't forget the percent of fat in his body, but he's so disciplined. Because he's so focused, Grandma, I got to go to the gym. He disciplined what he eats. He disciplined his time. He got on his phone. He took off a lot of secular stuff. He took that stuff off his phone. He said, I don't need no detraction. And one day he said, no, I can't eat that. I'm looking at him saying, this boy, here I am, 67, this boy, he is so disciplined. And the Lord began to show me. One of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control, or other word, temperance. But a lot of saints, they overlook that. I'm sure some of you probably, your flesh probably said, shut her down, cut off the rest, get off the phone, get off the computer. Listen, God trying to help you. See, God ain't going to make you do this. Y'all, his certain things we can avoid if we just obey God. But in Matthew, the 10th chapter, look at the first verse. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them heed. Talking about Jesus. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. He gave them authority. He gave them the ability, the power to take dominion. Ain't that what he said? Okay, we're going to drop down to the fifth. He said, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, into the end of the Samaritan, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. He gave them specific instruction about what they were supposed to do. Now I'm going to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. There too again, I'm trying to lay this foundation because I'm telling you, sickness and disease is increasing on the earth. And God wants us, as born-again believers, he wants us to be healed. He wants you to know so you can have some resistance. You submit to the word of God, you have some resistance. Oh, no, this is. And even sometimes, y'all, I have ate things, and I said, Lord, forgive me. I know I shouldn't have ate that. I shouldn't be doing that. Lord, forgive me. First John, first chapter, I think it's in that first chapter, verse 8. Even, and he said, when we confess our sin, he has faith and just to forgive us. Well, when you acknowledge, God, I'm wrong. God, forgive me. Now, God, cleanse me from this thing. Uproot this thing. Get this thing out of me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I even told the Lord, when I went to die, they said, and I put on, I'm about 20 pounds heavier than I, you know, for my normal weight. So I said, Lord, first of all, forgive me. I did this to me. I know I'm eating the wrong thing. I didn't walk in temperance. I didn't listen at the Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, forgive me. Now, help me to get it off. Now, that's what I did. I said, now, Lord, help me. I need the help. But first, I'm guilty. So forgive me. Forgiveness making 180 degree turn. Now, sometimes when we forgive, we don't be serious. But when we really get sincere about something, the Lord, the Trinity, Father, Son, they are there to help us. And Jesus, whatever you and I dealing with, overweight, gluttony, he's there to help you. Jesus paid the price for you. You don't have to take prescription the rest of your life. You don't have to be stuck with certain illness the rest of your life. Not when he said he don't redeem you from it. See, that's the point we're trying to make. Once he said it, okay, where I say I'm at now? I'm in St. Mark, the 16th chapter. Okay, it was said, now he said, after he gave the, in the fourth, St. Mark 16:14, after he appeared unto the 11, as they said at me, upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Well, y'all know the story. After Mary them told him he had risen, disciple had run and closed themselves off, they didn't believe. And y'all, just because you read this word or you hear this word preached, that don't mean you have confidence in what you hear. And see, you not only believe God exists, but you got to trust in what God said. You got to apply it to your life daily. Okay? He gone, and then he said, in the 15th verse, and he said unto them, go ye in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth, that means continue to, and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 17th verse. Now, some people say he was just only talking to the apostle. No, he wasn't. He wasn't just talking to the apostle, the prophet, evangelist, the pastor, teacher. Let me tell you something. If you're a born-again believer and you don't walk in the office of an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, you are not limited. Don't let the enemy cause you to be excluded. You, as a born-again believer, this scripture testifies, you have authority as well. Remember I told you my story with the late Mother Curry? She taught me that when I first got saved, and I mean, y'all heal one sickness. Once I get over one, another will hit me. And that woman spoke to me. God spoke to me through her and told me, it's the devil, and you need to stand up against him and let him know you tired and you ain't going to take it. I looked at her like she were crazy. First time I ever hear somebody say you can have authority or you can take authority over pain or sickness. But I found out in this word, and what the woman said would tell the truth. But when I took authority, it stopped. At least for a season. Yeah, the enemy will stop for a season. He'll come back. Matthew 12 said, when an unclean spirit done went out of man, it'll come back. And see, it's that place empty. Y'all listen, the enemy going to extreme measure. And I know somebody listening at this, and it might make you kind of mad, you know. But listen, the enemy wants you to believe that you cannot be healed or be delivered. Yes, you can. He's saying it here in his word. But God needs you to believe, come in agreement with what he said. He ain't going to override you. You walk around to my pull me, owe me. That don't help. God, look. I see this in your word, but Lord, I want this word to be manifest in me. Now, I believe it. Now, show me what else I need to do. We're going to talk about some of the hindrances. But he said in that 17th verse, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, not singing, and they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. You got to believe. There too again. Listen, if you don't allow yourself in your heart, you don't got rooted and grounded with your belief, what you believe, in your confidence. I know some people, I know somebody in my family got sick and they died and they were believing God and they still died. You can't do that. that'll handicap you, that'll hinder you, that'll cause you to die. I was telling somebody that I had some of my former members and some of my closest friends die from COVID. Now, I can't tell you what their faith was. I can't tell you. I don't know that. Now, if I said, well, now, ain't no use of me believing God to be here because I know so-and-so died with COVID. I know so-and-so died with cancer, breast cancer, prostate. I know so-and-so died with heart disease, congestive heart failure. If I'm basing my faith on what they saying, it's going to be hard for you, if that's rooted in you, it's going to be hard for you to take God for what he say. You're going to say, well, if they died with, I ain't got a chance. No. You need to know what the word say. That's what I'm trying to show you. Your faith and my faith have to be in what God's word say. I'm sorry that they died. Whether they died with faith or not faith, I don't know. Whether they died with disease, how it came about. I try not, and I can't allow myself to focus on that. Because by focus on that, that'll eliminate me, and that'll take my eyes off of what God said. That'll cause me to distrust him. Come on. That'll cause me, the Bible said, cast away not your confidence. I can't do it. That's why it's so important that we need to make sure our focus is on what God said, what is written. My mom always told me the red letters in the Bible. My grandmother told me these are words of Jesus. Well, these are words of the Lord Jesus. He's telling us. Amen? I'm telling you, oh, this is good word. Thank you, Lord. Let's go to James. James, the fifth chapter, I said it, but I went there too again. I want you to put your eyes on it. So when you get off this air, you can say, I don't have to deal with it. But listen now, the enemy going to put up a fight. You need to know that. James 5:14, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, they shall be forgiven. Now, this specific instruction for the elders, you call them, let them anoint you, let them pray for you. But guess what? If you can't get in touch with them, you can pray for yourself as a born-again believer. John, the sixth chapter. I'm coming in. Cause, like I said, I want to lay this foundation because I want you to meditate. God, you saying it's your will for me to be here. Yeah, he said it. John, the sixth chapter, the seventh verse. John 6 and 7. John, the sixth chapter, verses 7 and the 13th verse. Y'all, I got mixed up. That ain't what I want. Let's go to my final one. And it's Exodus 15:26. That ain't the one I want. Exodus 15 is just my final one for today. Exodus 15:26. But like I said, I want to lay a foundation that lets you know what is the will of God for your life. In Exodus 15:26, and y'all, let me tell you, this is something that a lot of people don't realize. You can't just live any kind of way as a born-again believer. And then when you get in a hard place in a rock, you want to jump on the bandwagon with God. It don't work that way. The quickest way, now, in the four gospel, these people was not saved. I want you to hear. And some of them didn't even know that they was, as the one with the, were bent over, she didn't know she was a seed, daughter of Abraham. But my point is God will heal everybody. But listen, nobody don't want to be with somebody. Nobody want to be with anybody in a husband or a wife relationship or any kind of relationship. You don't want to be with somebody that's not going to be faithful to you. God said many times that the children of Israel horn after other gods. You know, you got a lot of things you want to be. Listen, you cannot defeat a full-time devil if you're a part-time Christian. That's one of the latest words through some study I learned. You can't, and we got a lot of things. You're a part-time Christian. You're not totally submitted to God. You're not totally submitted to what you learn in church. You're a part-time Christian. The devil is a full-time devil. Demons is full-time. Principalities is full-time. Spirit of weakness, rulers. These are full-time demons that you're dealing with. And you a part-time Christian. And you want victory. It don't work that way. This is my final scripture. We're Exodus 15:26. Look what he said. And he said, if thou wilt diligent hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ears to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And like I said, the Israelite urge was to follow God. He wanted them to know, now you got to walk upright before me. You just can't live any kind of way. And we got a lot of saints. I'm going to close with this. We got a lot of saints, like I say. You want victory over a full-time devil, full-time demons, and you a part-time Christian. I don't want to read. I'd rather watch TV all night. I ain't saying something wrong with you watching TV. I ain't going to walk around here. God telling me I need to forgive, but I ain't forgiving them folk. Unforgiveness opened the door for the enemy. Even jealousy. I made a statement, ain't been too long ago in the situation, and God revealed to me, he said, that was a jealous statement. I said, what? He said, and jealousy in your heart. I repented. I said, Lord, forgive me. Now remove this jealousy out of my heart. Y'all, listen, you cannot go around here and violate the laws and principles of God and expect to walk in divine health like God promised you. I don't want to hear that where so-and-so, they were walking upright to the best of your ability. You don't know what it really was with God. You're on the outside looking at it. But I'm telling you, God look at people hard. He said, at the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. He even told me, he said, you praise me with your lips, but you are far from me. You cannot be, I'm going to say it again, repetition. You cannot defeat a full-time devil if you're a part-time Christian. You can't do it. It don't work that way. You can't go on a job and work part-time. If they said 40 hours and you work 20 hours and expect to get a full-time check, you know that from the natural. Well, it's the same way in the spirit. Let me stop. 657, Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. I want to thank you again for your word. I want to thank you, Father, for those that tune into the broadcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing enlightenment and understanding to us through your word today. Even as we go off, Father, I pray that you continue to bring enlightenment and understanding. The Holy Spirit will continue to expose and reveal what is hindering us from people from walking in that divine health that God requires. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, there was the Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. Enjoy the rest of your evening.